Today's lesson from the gospel is that God invites, but he doesn't force himself. He's always reaching out to us, but he doesn't push his will upon us. That's why we have the freedom of choice. We have human freedom to make decision. By refusing the king's invitation in the parable, the guest fell into the sin at the root of all our sins, ingratitude. The guest was so busy enjoying the peace and prosperity that came from the king that they forgot to honor the king himself, and going so far as to kill the king's messenger. In so doing so, they separated themselves from the king, and they lost their prosperity and the peace that they had. But there is a second thing to the ingratitude. In ancient times, when they had a wedding feast, they used to send two invitations. The first invitation is to announce that somebody's going to get married and that they will have a banquet. And those receiving the invitations would write back and say, congratulations, we're looking forward to attend in the future. And those who couldn't attend in the future say, congratulations, but I probably won't be able to attend. So then, when the banquet was prepared and everything was ready, they were sent out the second invitation, let them know about the date and time. So this time, when they did not show up, they were insulting the king, because in the first invitation, they told him that they were going to show up. In the second invitation, they never showed up and turned their back on the king and under word that they were going to come. So, of course, the king was angry. In the parable, it also applies to the Jewish leaders of that time, because they accepted the Old Testament about the Messiah coming, of Jesus coming into the world. But they were rejecting their fulfillment by rejecting Christ. That was, they accepted the Old Testament, but when Jesus came to fulfill it, they rejected Jesus. The thing is, are we today doing the same thing? Are we rejecting the call of God when he calls us? He's always reaching out to us. This stance, it shows us the mystery of human freedom, where we have to make a decision in our life, whether we're going to take part or not, whether we're going to listen to God or not. In the parable, they talk about the servants going out into the street and gathering others. And the one guest that was there did not wear a wedding garment. Now, it was custom at that time that when you came to a wedding, they would provide you a wedding garment. It could be a sash or something like that to wear. For some reason, this individual did not decide to wear it. Again, insulting the king who had invited him. And because of that, he was punished. God respects our freedom. Instead of enforcing us, he invites us. God showers us with gifts every day. And yet, when it comes to show us gratitude, we often honor the gift and not the giver. And that's true a lot of times. We honor the gift and not the giver. For example, we might be in need of a car, and we really don't have the best credit rating, but we try anyway. And for somehow, our loan is approved to get a brand new car. And we get the car, and we're happy about the car. We're enjoying about it. We show the car to a friend, look at the new car I got. But we fail to look at God's hand and what happened. Again, we're honoring the gift and not the giver. We have to look in our lives and find out how many times God has had his hand in our life where we have received things and not showed gratitude to him, but looked more at what we received. Now, I want to talk about, you can't see it clearly, the painting up there by William Hunt. It's called The Light of the World. William Hunt was the painter, and in 1852 made this painting to expression of his personal conversion to Christ. Now, if you can see the painting, all right, I'm going to describe what the artist says. It shows a large wooden door of a country cottage, which is located at the edge of a forest far away from other houses or towns. Around the door, weeds have grown up, and the landscape looks abandoned, uncultivated, and hostile. It is night. In the darkness, the full moon forms a halo around the head of Christ, who is standing in the front of the door. He holds a lantern in his left hand, and his right hand, he is knocking on the door. See, William Hunt was part of a school of painter who was interested in complex symbolism. He goes on to say, in this painting, the cottage symbolizes the soul. The door is human freedom. And Christ is the light that brings hope and meaning to the darkness within. It's a haunting painting in many details. First of all, it is counterintuitive to have a stranger wandering the woods at night carrying a light. Usually, the light would come from inside the place of residence, and the strange wanderer would be seeking relief from the darkness outside. But another detail is even more eloquent. No doorknob or handle can be seen outside the door. This implies that the door can only be opened from within. Christ is knocking on the outside, patiently waiting to bring his light into the house, but only to those on the inside can let him in. That is the way he is in our life. He's constantly knocking at our hearts, our souls, to us to open up for him. But we sometimes refuse to open up. We stay there with the door closed, not inviting Jesus to take part in our life, not recognizing what Jesus has done in our life, showing in some respect ingratitude to him. Sometimes we have to change our plans in order to honor him. Like I said, ingratitude is the substance of every sin, and sin separates us from God. The meaningful life that comes from living close to God, it keeps us from accepting God's invitation. Now, what the people who were invited by the king could have done was change their plans and honor the king and go on to the wedding and then come back and continue with what they had planned to do. But sometimes people do not listen to God. They become cold, or they sometimes say, I'm not worthy, but do they use that as an excuse not to accept God in their life? Do they just say, I'm not worthy, because they don't want to make the attempt to get close to God, to change their way of life? They do not want to open the door, because in order to realize we have to carry our own crosses in life, in serving God, these are things we have to do to get close to God. We all have crosses to bear and carry. The thing is, are we willing to accept it? Or are we willing to accept the good things that only happen in our lives? How many times in our lives when problems, tragedy, or things occur in our lives, the first person we turn to or something we say like, oh God, help me. And we say that unconsciously, because deep down inside us, we know that the only person that can help us is God. But when things are going good and everything is peaceful, we seem to ignore God. Or sometimes even when things are going bad, we fail to realize that God is the only one that can help us, to bring us peace, to walk along with us through our trying times. So let's not in our life be ingratitude towards God, but show gratitude towards Him. Not by only coming to Mass, but showing that we as Christians are going to show our gratitude by showing to others who God is in our lives. That is showing gratitude toward God. Showing to others how our faith in God has grown and how God is in our life as well as in theirs. Let us pray. O God, let us open our hearts, our souls, to let you inside, to demonstrate to you the gratitude we have for all that you've given us, for the life you have given us, for the things that are coming from you. We pray that we serve you and show gratitude in our life as we perform your will and not ours. Amen.